الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. These are command of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, which we have heard many times, that save yourself and your families from the fire of Jahannam. There is a command in this world, and the fire of Jahannam is out of this world. In other words, save yourselves and your families from all those actions that lead to the fire of Jahannam. It has come in a hadith sharif, when Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created Jannat, Allah Ta'ala told Jibreel alayhi salam to go and have a look at it. When he saw the great, great beauty and what wonderful things they are, he told Allah Ta'ala, I think there is anyone who hears of it will definitely enter it. He will make every effort because it is so beautiful, so enjoyable, nobody will stay out. Then Allah Ta'ala covered it with makariyah, that is with the commands of Allah Ta'ala, and which are against the nafs. Initially, all the commands of Allah, our nafs is lawwama, our nafs is ammara bisu, it wants to do all the wrong. And then to fulfill those commands of Allah, we find it very hard. Generally also, we'll find many people complaining. They say, everything is wrong what we do. Whatever we do is wrong. Whether it's the children in the house, whether it is other people, we are doing wrong, so then how can we say it's right? What is wrong is wrong. If people are doing wrong, and if we have come into that situation that we are just doing wrong, then it has to be wrong, and we have to come to the right. So anyway, Allah covered Jannat with that. Then Allah Ta'ala told Jibreel alayhi salam to go and have a look again. So he came back and he said, Oh Allah, I fear nobody will enter Jannat. Now with all these responsibilities, duties, our takalif of Shariat, what we have to fulfill. Then Allah Ta'ala created Jahannam and told Jibreel alayhi salam to go and see. He says, nobody will enter it. Such a terrible place. What terrible punishments there are. Nobody will enter it. Then Allah covered it with all the things which are according to our nafs, what we enjoy, all the wrong that we enjoy, etc. Then Jibreel alayhi salam saw it and came back and he said, I fear everyone will enter it. That we will follow their nafs and their desires and they will enter it. So Allah has given us the command, Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. That fire, we must save ourselves and our families also. And all those things which are according to the nafs, and the nafs enjoys all those wrong things, all that we must stay away from. So for that it is our responsibility and our duty. And there are various aspects of responsibilities to ourselves also, which Allah has mentioned first. Qu anfusakum, first, to protect yourself. And this is also an attitude which is wrong generally, that we tell the children to do this and that. We must practice it. First we must do it ourselves. And we just want to tell the children do this while we are doing the opposite. We are smoking, we tell the children not to smoke. We are not going for namaz, we tell the children go for namaz. That is also our duty, even if we are not doing it. But the correct way is, we must, children copy us. They don't listen to us, more they copy us. If we will do all this, they will just follow suit also. And more, al-waladu sirrul li-abihi, what we can make an outward front, that also doesn't really hold water. What is within us, that will come in the child. What values we have within us, those values will come in our children also. If outwardly we are acting pious, but we have got dunya's values, western values, modern day values, that will get into the children. So we must have the values of deen within us. And then our children also. So of the very, very many aspects there are, bringing up children, their dressing, clothing, etc., the friends they keep, etc., places they go to, etc., all that. But one very important thing is education, the teaching of the children. That is very, very important. Then in that we have to see that we give our children the correct and the proper education. Generally, we all understand that we have got our Islamic education and we have got our dunya's education. And we say both are necessary, dunya also, but we must analyze and see what we are giving our children. Firstly, our dunya's education, our deen's education is the most important. And that starts really even before the child is born. What the parents have within them, the environment in the house will have an effect on the child, even while the child is in the womb of the mother. And when the child is born, and then when it is exposed to that environment, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Panandpuri Rahmatullah Ali should give this example, that if you have got salt in a container, and the salt is in a cabinet in the kitchen, the cabinet is closed, the container is closed, the kitchen is closed, windows, doors are closed, but outside it's raining, that rain will have an effect on that salt. So just like that, what the children, when they come into this world, then the environment will definitely have a very, very great effect on the child. As our Ustad Hafiz Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, that if you go out in the rain and you expect not to get wet, this is stupidity. You have to get wet. So the environment you are in, it's going to have an influence. If when the child is born and we give the child cartoons to watch, when after a little while when the child can, and we dope the child with some Panado syrup or something, it mustn't cry. We don't allow it. Whereas crying is very good for the child also. It develops the lungs of the child. There are a lot of benefits in it. Everything what Allah has meant has got great benefit. But we want to be busy with our thing. Today the child grows a little bit more bigger, the cell phone is given to the child. And then the child is occupied. Whereas the first thing, Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, when the child starts a little bit is acknowledging, then the first thing to teach a child, Ra'asul Ilm, Ma'rifatullah, the recognition of Allah. Teach the child to recognize Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala according to the level of the child. That we teach the child, like for example, if the child is at that level and the child sees that my milk, my mother gives me, it comes from this bottle which I'm drinking, if the child is drinking on a bottle. But as it grows a little bigger, it realizes it's not the bottle, it's coming from the fridge. But then it realizes not from the fridge, the dairy man, when he comes and deliver the milk, or my mother goes and buy the milk, my father goes and buy the milk. It's coming from there. Then he realizes afterwards, not from the dairy, it's coming from the cows. And then if he reaches that ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, it's not the cow that is giving the milk, Allah is giving the milk. That cow, how can the cow give milk? What education, knowledge, which university, college did the cow go to make milk? Allah's system, Allah has put it in there. And this is all the system, the asbab which Allah Ta'ala used. Otherwise, in Jannah, there will be rivers of milk, but there will be no cows in Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala will make the milk in Jannah without the asbab. Whichever type of milk, Allah will make it without the asbab. So that ma'rifat, that we have to give the children, right at the beginning, that correct education, the recognition of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And if we have it, then we will be able to give it. And if we haven't got it, to start giving it to the children, and as we will be speaking, it will come in us also. It's nothing we have to reverse and then again kill our children and have new children. No, just start now. And we have it within our, as we will teach them, it will come in us also. And Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala is a great being. When a person makes tawbah, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has explained, that one king, when he had died, and all the courtiers had decided that the new king we will put in here will be the first person who comes to their palace gates in the morning. Allah Shan, the first person who comes the next morning is a person who is a beggar. And how many progenies up? All his parents, all are beggars. But they have decided, they make him the king, they put him on the throne. And then as the matters that had to be discussed about the country, what to do about this, what to do about that, he gave all perfect answer. And then when it came time for him now to go and take his rest, his afternoon rest, so he called two of the courtiers and told them to put their arms under his armpit and with honor and respect take him now to his place of rest, his bedroom. So they said, we will do that, but O king, salamat, first if you can answer this one question of ours. You were a beggar till this morning. Your generations are all beggars. And now suddenly you made the king and you know all the adab and not only how to run the country, but all the etiquette and adab. Where do you know? So he says, that Allah Ta'ala who put me on this throne, that Allah Ta'ala taught it to me also. And it doesn't take Allah 7 years course or 10 years course. When Allah gives it, when Allah gave Nabuwat to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what was transferred in his world, the whole world can't understand what was put there. So that is Allah Ta'ala. So our children also, we just start teaching them and Allah will reverse everything also. We become conscious of giving our children and even the bigger children, not only the babies, all the ma'rifat of Allah. And as they grow bigger, then send them to makatib. And those makatib which are of the original time, as somebody has noted, that as long as our ta'aleem was in the masajid, there was barakat. When it went into the classrooms, away from the masjid, the barakat left. Before, all the ta'aleem used to take place in the masjid. And then when the desks came in, the humility left. And when certificates were started to be given out, the sincerity left. So if we have that original type of ta'aleem in that proper way, and the teachers also have got it within them, then it will all come in the children. As we read that in Tafsir al-Kabir, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayhi quotes that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam on one occasion was going for his work and he passed by a qabr and Allah gave him kashf. He saw what's happening in the qabr and he saw that person has got azab on him. The fire of Jahannam, Allah is punishing that person. He completed his work, what he went for, he passed back, he came and he passed by the same qabr, and again he looked, Allah gave him kashf, and that person was in the great rahmat of Allah, great enjoyment. So he turned to Allah, Ya Allah, just now, a little while ago, he was in azab, now he's in great enjoyment. Allah said, O Isa, when he passed away, he was a very great sinner. When he left his wife expecting, when the child was born, the mother grew the child up and sent it to the maktab to start learning. فَلَقَّنَهُ أُسْتَادُهُ The ustad then to make talqeen. اِقْرَى ibni beta par. Read my child. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He just read so much. He hasn't started with alif start. Allah says, فَاسْتَحْيَيْتُ I became ashamed. وَعَذِّبُ عَبْدِي فِي بَطْنِ الْأَرْضِ بِنَارِ In the inside of the earth, in the qabr, I'm punishing my banda with my fire. وَإِبْنُهُ يَذْكُرُ إِسْمَهُ إِسْمِي عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ And his child, it takes my name on the surface of the earth. And the three great, great names of Allah. Allah make us realize the value of Bismillah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What great value it has got. As Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi says, Ar-Rahman is that being who does not reject du'as. And Ar-Rahim is that being who becomes angry if you don't ask him. If somebody asks us one, two times, the most dearest people, five, six times, we start getting angry. Our own beloved children, they ask us questions. And repeatedly they ask, we get angry. Allah Ta'ala becomes angry when you don't ask Him. So the starting of the ta'aleem is at that level. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that when the parents send their children to send the children to the maktab to go and learn Quran Sharif, and that is nazra, to go and learn, all their gunas are forgiven. And just when they send them to learn Quran, that is the value of this. And when the child now he has learned to read Quran, he reads Quran, and we are also children of our parents when we read Quran, and Allah give us all tawfiq to read. But one very important thing is what the reading, to practice on it. So there we should see where we are sending our children. Which maktab also? Is it just talim and finish? And the child got funny haircut, got funny clothes on, and no worry about that. Even those places where they are becoming hafiz, but after that they go to their dressing is rotten, putrid. What terrible dressing! And after that, when they go to universities, and the cases we hear, Allah save us from, the half is even becoming murtad. So that it must be that education that they practice. The ustad must see that he's teaching the child to practice also. And the child, encourage him when he has finished his hifz, not just one title that there is a hafiz now. No, that he becomes an alim also. He serves deen also. So that is very important. So, and he practices upon it, Allah Ta'ala gives that person who is reading a crown to wear that is woven with noor on the day of Qiyamah. And the parents will be given clothes that the value of which more than all the money of the world. How much is there in the world? How valuable? And they'll ask, why is this? Because of the recitation of your child. In another hadith, when a person reads Quran Sharif, then the parents are given a crown to wear, the noor of which will excel that of the sun if it was in our house. This is just on the reading of the Quran, practicing on the Quran. That is very, very important. Practicing on the Quran Sharif as well. So this is the value of this knowledge. When you make the child a hafiz of Quran, then the value of that is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives the parents, gives them a crown to wear that makes their face radiant like the 14th full moon. Bright, radiant and brilliant like the 14th full moon. And every ayat the child reads, the parents' stages go higher and higher and higher in Jannat all the time. So this is that education. And as it goes further, and we become even alims, and then this education is such, it opens the brains, it opens the heart. This is that education that teaches that وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Look in yourself and see the Qudrat. Open your head, open your brains, open your mind. This is that education. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Wherever you look around, see the great Qudrat. And how many, in fact, ayat is called ayat. We take it, we translate it also verse. But the translation of ayat is sign, the signs of Allah. Every ayat of the Quran is a sign of Allah Ta'ala. And many ayat, Allah says, أَإِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ. Not only one sign, but plenty signs there are. So this is what Quran is, opens up a person. And the way a person opens, that he sees his life not only till mort, but till beyond mort. And he prepares holistically for his life in this dunya also, and for his life in akhirat also. His deen also, his dunya also. Himself also, his family also. Everyone, this is that knowledge which is so encompassing and a complete and perfect knowledge. This is that knowledge that a person does not only see the system of this dunya of cause and effect, but he knows that above that is the system of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's system overrides all systems. And Allah does as He pleases. And Allah's Qudrat is above everything. So a person who gains this knowledge goes very far and far in life. On the other hand, which unfortunately and very badly we give preference to this dunya's knowledge. And now it's not only dunya's knowledge, but it is secular. And secular is that has nothing to do, that negates, denies Allah and denies religion, that Islam or any religion. That is atheistic knowledge. Secular knowledge is that knowledge. And look it up in the dictionary and see for yourself that what is the secular, and we giving preference to that. That as soon as the child enters his own thinking, yeah, the thinking opens up in Islamic education. There he, even becoming a hafiz, all the mutashabihat, how much it opens the mind of a person. Memory is enhanced so much. Understanding, intelligence is enhanced. IQ is enhanced tremendously. And on this side, as soon as you enter, your own thinking is put one side. Now you are made to think how what is written in that textbook. Whether it is Darwin's theory of evolution, now you think in that way. Though you knew all along that I was created by Allah, now you are in a straight jacket. You are put into that direction. You don't think for yourself. What they and the teacher, whoever it is, if it's a non-Muslim, if it's an atheist, and he's teaching you all the wrong things, you're going to accept that. And the next worst thing that happens, all your common sense is thrown out. You don't use your common sense. Now you're just following in that way all the time. And this is that they take you along that path, all the teaching from the beginning, whether it's now, right, Darwin's theory of evolution from the start, whether it is the Big Bang theory, and even worse now, with this LGBT, and even worse, with the sex education, for small, small children, shamelessness, immodesty is taught, which is a naturally ingrained thing of a person. And every child born on fitrat has got sharam, haya within that person. There was at one time so much of sharam and haya that one person who spoke about his mother or somebody that she had committed adultery, used the word zina. At that time, what a pure environment, that why did he use that word? He could have used another word, and he was punished for using that word. And today, where are we today? And so this has come all this way. And it is our duty not just to think that these people are doing wrong. I must not get involved. My children, I'm commanded by Allah to protect myself, to protect my children. It's not just a matter of accusing other people, running down other people, the wrong they are doing, but what am I doing for myself? Shaitan deceives us that yes, they are like monkeys and they are animals and they live in the animal kingdom, but I'm following in the same way. But what am I doing to protect me and my children? So this education they are giving. And as long, unfortunately, if our children are going to any school and they are learning this wrong thing, it is our first farz-e-ayn, and it is for us to make our namaz and keep our rozas to make sure that we undo that from our children. The wrong they have learned that monkeys are, we are born from monkeys, or the world they came about just by one big bang, that matter cannot be created and cannot be destroyed. Allah Ta'ala yazeedu fi khalqihi ma yasha, yakhluqu ma yasha. Allah wants to create anytime, and Allah wants to remove anything completely into non-existence. Allah wants to put it, He puts it. Allah's qudrat is so when we, so to remove this wrong things from our children is our farz. If we are just too busy with earning our money and living our life, the mother also, the father also, and the most we have done is put a child in a school, we have seen to the uniform, we have seen to the textbook, and now it's up to the child. Now we got nothing. We are in a very dangerous position. On Qiyamah Day, the child will hold us by the throat and take us together to Jahannam. When the child has learned wrong. So this is very, very important that we see that we ourselves and our children, that they get the right education. in that education where they are learning, and boys and girls together, and then all that freedom they are given, the excursions they go together, and all the harms which come, which is so evident and open, that primary schools are having haram pregnancies, which then abortion. And then after that, suicidal they become. The parents also, that my daughter, we all know recently the Dundee's young girl, such a small girl, and by a teacher, all this horrible things which are happening. And then after that, now they turn to drugs, and they return to alcohol, and a life that was so valuable, a life is completely destroyed. Wasted, a life that is wasted, that in this world it is a wasted life. Somebody who is in drugs, somebody who is on alcohol, what a wasted life, and not for that person, for the family what it becomes, for the community what it becomes, and even to the bigger extent to the government, and all rehabs and all this that we have, all that facilities, and they are all zero. They don't give any benefit. So that is that direction. We have to think very carefully that where we are sending our children, what education they are getting, and what is happening. And then those children who become rebellious now, and they turn against us also, and they turn against the parents also. So we have to think very carefully. And when they take the child and teach the child and take him up to matric, and af and matric in 1994, when the new South Africa was being born, they had a symposium workshop about education, very extensive at government level. And all different discussions that now, in which direction must we take the education? It was first with the apartheid government, and education is also there. Judge Akbar Allahabadi, Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was the judge of the High Court, but all the wrong things of the Western education was undone. He went in the sohbat of Mashayikh and Ahlullah, go in Jamaat, and see that the wrong that has come must be taken off. So he said that what a pity that Fir'aun had become so disgraced that he killed so many children of the Bani Israel. Had he just thought of opening colleges and schools, he should have been praised that you are giving education. And his object of not worshipping Allah, people must worship him. It's the same object he should have achieved. So this is from the schools and colleges, that you become a slave of the government, and you work in order to better the dunya. You get your little share, but you become productive in this dunya, and dunya must flourish more, and dunya more, better cars will come, better houses will come, everyone must work towards this, and in the process you completely forget yourself and your akhirat. You become an animal in this. And you work like an animal. You work like a dog and you work like a donkey for this dunya. And your whole akhirat is destroyed. So this is what they want. So anyway, in that 94, in that whole big workshop and symposium, this question also came about, that why must Shakespeare be taught at schools? It's in old Victorian English. And today, if you are doing engineering, medicine, anything, it's not written in Victorian English. So why must our children still learn that? They learn it, and not only they learn it, if you don't pass English, you don't pass matric. And in English, the subject, the major mark is for literature. And in literature, the major mark is of Shakespeare. And you have to, and it's called intensive study, which means you have to study it intensively. What is that whole object that they brainwash you? They get you to completely to think now as he thought. And then they made it clear, when we give a matric certificate to a student, we are now convinced that we have created an atheist, modern Western mind. So that is what really the matric certificate means. Unless we don't undo that by tilawat of Quran Sharif, zikrullah, company of Ahlullah, and jamaat, etc., all that, and we remain like that without us realizing our thinking is like that. Till then, when you go now to matric, up to now you learned A, B. Now you become a BA. The thing is now reversed even more, and you accept it also. And then, if you more than that, you become a CA now. That even more it is now. And when you read ZA, Al-Amanul Hafiz, when you become a zombie of all the arts of this world, then what will be the condition? And then from BA, you do your BA honors. You are honorable now in all the evil things. And then you become a master of them. And then you do your PhD, which is permanent head damage. Now they are, when they give you your PhD, they are satisfied that this person has got permanent head damage now. Or phira hua dimag, PhD, phira hua dimag. His head is upside down now. So that is, and literally that is what it is. With all this virus and all these people, what they were dishing out and people accepting it. And very unfortunately, in our dini circles also, those people who go in that, give that, that temperament, that way, that nature of education to even our dini education, that now you become a daktur. No more Maulana and a Sheikh, daktur so and so. And you got your daktura, you got your PhD, daktura. Then you write a PhD, na'uzu billah, that you prove Imam Ghazali is a non-believer. He's a kafir, na'uzu billah. Is that a daktur? That is for futur. His mind is upside down completely. And you write the worst things of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah. 60-80% of the world follow Imam Abu Hanifa. And they, Allah made it, and that is the system of Allah. What a great and honorable position. You write against the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala, and that you get your daktura and your, and you got your, all your evil. So that is, so see which direction. It is the farz of every parent, and our children, our biggest asset, more than our money also. Our money, we won't allow the helper in the house that she must count our money and she must pack it for us in the cupboard. Nobody will do that. But our children, which are a bigger, greater asset, we allow them to interact, and their effect all comes into their child. Fully it comes into their child. So Allah give us an understanding that قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. What a great, and the whole Quran, Allah, what a kitab He has given us. Allah let us appreciate and understand what we have got, and the proof of the pudding is in the eating. Make amal and see for yourself the enjoyment in dini education, and see how Allah will open the filth and dirt where all the activities are sports. Muslim schools and the sports, man, woman of the whole town walking together. And the ulama following at the back with the car supporting them all. How upside down, what futur has come in the mind. All the wrongs that they are doing, sports events. And when they have their sports days, what evil things happening. When they go for all their basketball and for all their soccer and cricket. All the evil, and these things themselves are so evil. Allah guide us to righteousness.